Hey, my TWA fans, friends, followers. I thought I would do the mixer questionnaire by Miss. Sounds fun enough. So, if you want to do it yourself, I'll put a link in the description on the GWA, and you can. So, all right, there's a lot of questions, so we'll just get to it. So they're not numbered, and if I can't answer, I can just skip it or pick your poison. So I'm just gonna answer all of them that I possibly can. First one are GWA questions. Says do post tags matter or do you just read the title? And I feel like the tags definitely matter. I'm highly picky about what I listen to, if and when I listen to something. And so, yeah, I think the tags are super important, and if a tag, I look for specific stuff, and if I don't see that tag, then I won't listen to it, pretty much. How much time do you spend making, editing, and audio? I hit record. However long it is, I hit stop and I upload it. I don't do any editing to my audios. I know that I could. I use Audacity, but I just don't feel it. I mean, it's like more raw, I guess, and real. And if those of you that know me, you know I'm not a script person, and I don't like scripts. And other people do amazing jobs with them, and that's perfectly fine. But and. Every now and then I'll listen to like a script if the title really snags my attention, but for the most part they don't. I'm just not a script person, but I do appreciate people that do them for others. What are the pros and cons of recording? I mean, the pros are that I like it. I have a lot of fun with it, and I don't know. It's like an outlet for me, and I get great feedback from you guys and girls too, and keeps me going. The only cons really is that sometimes you have to worry about like other people in the house. But I don't make a recording if I'm not by myself. And then I guess kind of like that, are they gonna like it thing. I mean, I was really nervous when I did my first jerk off instructions because I didn't know if it was going to be like up to par as other people. And so there's kind of like that nerve wracking, am I going to be liked or am I wasting my time? And then I guess like another negative is that sometimes it's very, very rare nowadays. Occasionally I kind of get a creeper who just doesn't understand that like this is my outlet and I don't really take it outside of GWA. I have a boyfriend in the real world and I respect him, and so I don't, this, like, it doesn't leave the site for the most part. And so I guess those are pros and cons. After listening to GWA, have you gotten any new kinks? I'm fairly kinky on the kinky scale. So no, I won't say I've gotten any new ones, because I pretty much have a lot. So do you like the sound of your own voice? I do, actually. And then I think that's kind of weird to admit, but I think I have a sexy voice, and every now and then someone will say something about one of my audios and I'll be like, did I really do that? And I'll go back and I'll listen to it, and I'll be like, and I'm not like get off to it or anything, but I don't think my voice is displeasing. And I think I've had enough people in my life tell me that I have a sexy voice. Like, I've even, been on call with like a customer service rep before, and he wasn't like hitting on me. He was like, you have a really nice voice. And another time was I was planning a cruise. I was on call probably for an hour with the guy that I was booking the cruise with and just trying to sort out details, and he was, giving me information and all this stuff, and in the conversation he said, you have a very nice phone voice. And I was like, thanks. And he's like, I could tell like he meant it sexually too, and I thought it was kind of hot that he's all these calls are recorded, so you can't be like, yo, your voice is sexy. But I have enough people tell me that, So yeah. What kind of audio is your favorite? My favorite kind of audio is a man jerking off. That's all it really comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. I like the ones I like the tag thing. I like man noises, and I like. It's like seems kind of weird, but no, I know it's not weird at all. I like when I can hear a guy stroking his cock on the audio. I think that's really hot, and I try and pace myself with him. I think that's really hot too. But like the whole moaning thing, I'm not a big giant fan of listening to fantasies, and I don't know why. Maybe because I play them out in my head differently, but when a guy's just getting off, oh, it's awesome. Okay, so, and I will say there have been a few, audios that the guy did have his, did tell a fantasy that I liked, but, I guess I'm just picky about the fantasy. I have to be in a mood, I guess, for that fantasy, if that makes sense. But, do you have any regrets about clips you have made? No. I'm trying to think if I have any regrets about clips. I've never deleted a clip because I didn't like it, so I'd say no. Do you have a Gone Wild audio crush? I do have one. I actually have two. I'm not sure if I should say them. I won't say them, but there are two people on here that when actually there's three. There's three people on here that when I see they've posted an audio, I listen to it. I don't care what the tags say, and I'll just to listen. And I won't say who they are. I'm not gonna say who they are. If you want to know, ask me in a PM, and if it's you, I'll tell you. If it's not you, don't get your feelings all caught up in a knot. But yeah. Okay, so here's some other question. Or next section, explain yourself. What would you have sex while a porno is being played? Yes, and I have in the past, so that's kind of I've already done it. I don't mind it. It's not extra. It doesn't add anything to for me. It's kind of a distraction, honestly. And there was one time my ex was using toys on me, and I was having a really hard time coming, and he was like, "Why don't you just look up some porn?" And I only watch guys jerk off, and he knew that, so he was cool with it, and that was hot. Like, I was watching porn while he was playing with me, but I don't know. It's not all it's meant. I think it's watch porn in private, but I would do it again if my partner really wanted to. But it's not something that like I don't need it, I guess. What is your most embarrassing slash funny sexual experience alone or with someone else? I had sex with a guy who sang me a song by Dave Chappelle, and it was the Piss song by R. Kelly, and he sang it to me, like, romantically. And at first I thought, oh, he's singing me a sweet song as he's thrusting into my vagina, and then I realized that he's not singing me a nice song, and I didn't know what to do, and he wasn't stopping. And so I did the only thing I possibly could think of. I sang a song back to him, and at the time, the Lazy song by Bruno Mars was really popular, and so I just started singing the Lazy song by Bruno Mars because I felt it was fitting. I was like, "You're being a lazy bum and singing it to me," and it was so awkward and awful, and oh my God. If lying is wrong, are white lies okay? I'm on the fence about this. Yes, they are okay to a point. Maybe not always. I think it's not this is not a white and black area. I think there's a lot of gray in this in white lies. If my best friend asks me, "Does this dress make me look fat?" I'm gonna tell her the truth. I'm not gonna white lie. If someone said, "Hey, I spent 20 hours drawing this for you, what do you think about it?" and I think it's utter crap, I'm not gonna tell them because they made that for me. I guess if that kind of makes sense. So I guess you have to pick and choose your white lies, but I don't feel like I white lie very often, if at all. And if I do, normally it's more because I don't want to hurt someone's feelings than like I don't lie to protect myself or anything like that. Would you prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch you have sex? I much prefer have others watch me have sex. I don't. Yeah, I will say with that. I'd rather be the one that's being watched. What's the weirdest way you've ever gotten yourself off? An ink pen that was closed is one way, and a teddy bear. I use his nose, and I guess that's about it. Okay. What is the fastest way to get you to come? Rub my clit. I don't know. I mean, pretty much rub my clit. And maybe I really get off on like encouragement and like talk to me. I know that may sound kind of strange, but talk to me. What is something that someone can, like, what is something about someone that can instantly turn you off? It's about someone, not what they do, but it's about them. I would have to say, it's about attitude, and sometimes a bad attitude can turn me off. And I guess just like a way a person acts can instantly turn me off. Like a personality, like there's just some personalities I just definitely clash against, and I'm like, nope. Favorite place to come or have someone come on you? Well, I guess I know. I think most girls would say in their vagina, but I just love cum down my throat, and I can't help it. It's my favorite place, so I don't know. I like cream pies too. They're pretty equal, except maybe it's like 60-40 throat versus vagina. Probably. That's what I thought. That sounds like a good number to me. What kind of music would you like to have playing while you're having sex? You know what? I actually like music while I'm having sex. I feel like it doesn't have to, it doesn't need to be like a cheesy porno music either. I don't like music with words, if that makes sense. It doesn't have to be like, you know, Bounce Chicka Wow Wow 80s jazz, but there are some like types of like jazz music or like electric chill music that it's just really nice to have sex to. And I have a friend that I used to have sex with a lot, and he always turned music on for us, and I really enjoyed that. And it wasn't like awkward or like, you know, he was fingering me in dead silence, and so I like that. I will say I do not ever want to have the television on, fuck that. But and I can't stand it when I see a porno or like a video of a guy or whatever. And like today I saw this really hot spanking video, and they had Family Guy on in the background, and I was like, what makes you think that I want to fap to you with your Family Guy in the background? And you know, it's not. And like I'm more paying attention to the, like, I'm like, what episode is that, you know? And it's just really really obnoxious. Or I've heard, I've watched guys fap and they have sports on in the background, or the news. I'm like, yeah, I really want to hear about the world news while you're jerking off. I mean, thanks for the update. I just don't do that. Stop it, you know? Okay, so, do you think that love equals sex? Do they go hand in hand? How much time do we have? All right, I'm gonna give an answer, and I'm just gonna talk, but here's how I feel about it. Sex does not equal love, but love can equal sex. And what I mean by that is, if I go and have sex with, let's just say, a friend, okay? And, you know, we're good pals, you know, we can have, you know, friends with benefits or whatever. I don't love him. And I know a lot of people have a hard time with this, and I found this out through personal experience. A lot of people have a hard time keeping sex to sex and love to love. Or, it's sex, and for me, when I have sex with someone that's like not my boyfriend, then it's just sex. It is nothing but two people having some fun and letting chemicals and hormones and biology happen, and chemistry and all that stuff, and if it's about getting off and feeling good. Now, when I'm with my boyfriend, it's completely different. And like, I'm a very, very physical person, like incredibly physical person, and not just sexually, like holding hands and like cuddling, and just I'm like, even like if someone's driving, like their hand on their leg, not like trying to tease them, just I want to be in a physical contact with my partner. And so sex is really important to me in a relationship. It's probably one of the top three things. That's not it's not number one, but it's definitely top three. And I feel like, and I've said this to the guy that I'm dating, I feel like when we're long distance, and so we have lots of well we have phone sex. I don't even say lots, but when we do, it kind of solidifies a bond for me. And I've said this to him before, it makes me feel close to him. Now, if, let's just say, I don't even know, if I had phone sex with someone that I just met on GWA, just whatever, and I don't do that, but if I did, then yeah, it's not gonna be a, there's no physical bond, there's no emotions at play. It's just like, okay, that was nice, and have a good day, whatever. But so I feel that's kind of my take on it. And but I feel like there's definitely a difference in fucking and making love, and like that difference is like is what when you have sex with someone that you don't know, or it's just a friend, it's casual. And when you have sex with your partner that you love and you're dating or married to or whatever, then it's like a whole different level of sex, I think, and at least for me personally. So what do you prefer to be called or say? I like master, and I haven't, I mean, my boyfriend is my master, so of course I like that. And I have a daddy thing, so I don't get to say it very often, I've hardly at all, but I love when I have that opportunity. And then I like, my master calls me kitten, and I'm not a big fan of other people calling me kitten. Used to not matter. Used to be anyone could call me kitten, and now it's just kind of like that's his term for me. And when someone else says it, I kind of get a little like, back off, it's not your word. But it's, I don't tell them that, I just let it slide. But I also like good girl a lot. And I don't ever get called this ever, 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 but I like baby girl. I know that's, and I think that might go with the daddy thing a little bit, but I don't get called that hardly ever at all. But my boyfriend definitely doesn't say that to me, but that's okay. Are you more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, growler, or silent? Okay, so if you guys have heard my audios, you know I'm a moaner. But I'm also, I get really silent. I get breathy. You should add breathy, miss, if you're listening to this. Breathy. I get really, like, panty and breathy right before I get moaning. And so I kind of have, like, this silent pause, and then it kind of builds itself back up. What's the worst time you've been turned on? I mean, I can't. I'm sure someone's got some horrible story, but I don't know, like, the worst time I've ever been turned on. It was probably something having to do with being around family, but I mean, I don't really have, like, a. Nothing sticks out. I'm sure there's been a lot of times I haven't, but I can control it very well. I mean, I, for the most part, I have great control over if I'm going to let something turn me on or not, for the most part. It depends who it is. If someone's trying to tease me, I can ignore it if I absolutely, positively need to. What's your most extreme fetish? I'm probably going to say, My most extreme, I have to think. I guess it's your take on extreme. I mean, BDSM in the whole, maybe, but I mean, there's so much specific. I did that earlier. I said that earlier. Specific kinks inside BDSM. My most extreme fetish. I mean, I have the daddy thing, and it's not incest. It's not incest related, but extreme. I'm just gonna go with the daddy thing, I think. Also spanking, and I like. I don't. Pain. My most extreme fetish has to be pain. Spanking, nipple clamps to it, or clothespins or whatever. Hair pulling. All stuff like that. Like having your chin kind of grabbed kind of hard. So I would say pain. What's one thing you're embarrassed to admit you like to try in bed? I don't think I'm embarrassed to admit anything I want to try. At least not to like my partner. What is one thing you're embarrassed to admit you'd like to try in bed? Okay, all right. I have an answer to this. I can't have kids. I can't have children, and that's fine. I don't need any pity party about it. But I really would like to have a role play about getting pregnant, and I guess. It's embarrassing for me, and it's like because it's not something I'm used to at all, and so I don't even think the guy I'm dating he knows about my he knows about I don't think he knows I'd like to try it in real life, like not on a Skype call or role play session or something, but so yeah, there I mean I'd like to like it's kind of hard to talk about actually. I kind of like to have that like verbal. Talk like in it would have to you know it'd just be like a role play but that I'd like to try that in bed I suppose preferences if the answer is no then would you do you consider hair pulling sexy yes do you enjoy bondage yes are you into playing with hot wax I never have but I would like to have you ever been with someone older than yes I have been with someone older than me would you ever kiss someone of the same sex yes I have you ever tried anal yes I have I'm not a fan have you ever been double penetrated yes I have you ever had sex in public yes I have do you like being handled roughly definitely do are you verbal in bed usually sometimes I'm not it just depends it depends on the mood I mean if it's like lovemaking then actually, I'm very verbal when I'm making love. If it's, I don't know. I feel like maybe if it was super rough or something, I don't know. It just depends. But I can be very verbal. Do you like receiving pain or giving it? I like receiving, and a little part of me likes to give it, but only to those that really want me to. And so, like, my boyfriend would totally not enjoy that at all. But I have given it before, and I have enjoyed it. I do have, like, a tiny little dominant streak that will. Pull itself out every now and then, but what's your favorite item for spanking? You know what? I thought about this, and at first I said a crop, and then I was like, you know what? I really enjoy a hand, so I guess, and I enjoy a paddle and a wooden spoon, and so you know what? I'm gonna answer this with my favorite item for spanking is whatever item is best that is in the room, except I don't like whips, and I don't like floggers. I'm not a big fan. So, I guess I don't know what my favorite would be. I mean, I kind of like to mix it up. So, the wooden spoon is painful for sure. I like the hand because it can be soft or hard. And kind of like with a paddle or a spoon, it's pretty much gonna hurt no matter what. But hands can at least give a light tap occasionally. So, I don't know. I'm just gonna say all of them. I don't know. All right, random things I just want to know. What is the worst porn you have watched? The worst porno ever? You're supposed to forget these things, not remember them. I don't know. You know what? The worst porn I think I've ever watched is would probably be like something where a guy is jerking off, and I'm like, okay, that's really hot, and then all of a sudden he like leans back and gapes open his asshole, and then I'm totally turned off. I'm like, no, didn't need to see how big your hole is. Thank you very much. And then I guess that's pretty bad. And there was this one porno that I watched one time that was horrible. It was, I want to say they were like a Middle Eastern descent, and he was fucking her, and she was watching TV and checking her phone and eating popcorn. And like she was laying on her side, and he was like between her legs and fucking her, and she was so bored, and she was like rolling her eyes. And but it wasn't a professional porno; like it was amateur. And I was just like, "What am I watching?" And I don't know, maybe they planned it that way, but it was weird. What's the weirdest fetish you've ever heard of? The weirdest fetish I've ever heard of would be a guy who wanted to be put into a like one of those big black a blah, 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 blah. Big black trash bags, like for like lawn care stuff, like the big like 50-gallon bags or whatever they are, and then put in the back of a car, taken. This is very very specific fetish, but taken to a trash compactor, and put in the trash compactor, and he would get off on that, and or he would want people to like step on him like he was trash, like they were. I don't know. It was very. He wanted to be treated like garbage, like literally, like taken to the trash compactor, which is really weird. That's not the weirdest. I have to take that back. The weirdest fetish I've ever heard of is a guy who wanted to put maggots in my vagina and let them crawl around. And that, my ladies and gentlemen, is something that will never happen. And I did not talk to that person. Once he was like, "I want to do this to you," I was like, "You have been removed from my contacts." No. If you became a person of opposite sex for a day, what would you do? I just had this conversation a couple days ago. All right, I would fa if I was a guy, I would jerk off with my hand and a fleshlight, and I'd want to grind up against something, and I'd want to have sex with a chick, maybe more than once, definitely. And this is the interesting part. It's not all about sex. I would want to get into an argument. And here's the thing. If I and become a person of opposite sex for a day, I would want to be put into someone else's life. So I'd already want to have a girlfriend, okay? And I would want to start a fight with her so that I could understand the male brain when fighting with a woman, because men are idiots at times. And I'd like to understand their process, or of what I just would like to understand of a man's thinking thought process. Because it's so much different than women, because we're so emotional and hold on to everything, and like men usually don't give 10 flying fucks. So I would definitely want to like experience that, and I'd want to go to a bar with the guys and just see like what's the hype, I guess, about that. I mean, and I know girls go shopping and la, but like I just would like to hang out with the guys and see if the whole like, man, I'd fuck that chick thing like really, really happens, or if it's, if guys like rate, I don't know. I think I just want to see what happens when you're with your guy pals, and lots of sex. That's a lot to do in a day, but damn, I would do it. What do you wish you had invented? I don't know. What do I wish I had invented? I need a good answer. I wish I had invented the fleshlight. Those are pretty awesome. What would you do in life if you did not need to work for money? In real life, I'm a photographer. If I didn't need to work for money, I would still be a photographer, pretty much. I do what I love. So, do you have any scars? I do. I have one on my pinky. I put my hand into a glass, like to wash it, like a cup, and it exploded on my hand and it sliced my pinky finger. I had to get 7 stitches. I have a scar on my cheek, and I have a matching one on my ankle, and they're from when I was a kid and I scratched chicken pop. Pox too hard, and it left a scar on my cheek, and I have one on my palm. I have to really look for it to find it. There it is. And I was cutting a tomato, and I jabbed the tip of the knife into my hand. It didn't go all the way through. I didn't even think it hit bone, but I bled and bled and bled and bled and bled. I couldn't stop bleeding, and I have a scar from that. And those, oh, and I have a little tiny scar on, like, it's above my vagina, but it's like above right left-hand side of my vagina, and I had to have a little procedure done once. It wasn't bad or anything, but it just left this little tiny nicky, like nick of a scar, and you can see it if you really look for it. What's your most used phrase, dirty or not? I say, I got this from my boyfriend. I'm gonna kill him. I say point being. I'll be like, my point being, and then I'll continue. I say another phrase I use is, and I use this with my best friend a lot, is just put your big girl panties on. And I say, I'm from the South, so I say, bless their heart. God bless, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Bless your heart. I say that all the time, and I don't mean it in a negative way. It has this negative stigma, of like you're saying, like, screw you, but I don't look at it that. I really mean, like, bless your heart. Oh, and I say, God bless America whenever I'm upset with something. Like, if I'm frustrated, I'd be like, God bless America, because I feel like I'm gonna really, like, go off the handle and curse and say something. So, okay, two more questions. When did you last laugh so much it hurt? My boyfriend is taking abnormal psychology as a class. He's in college, and I thought it was really funny, and he thought I was gonna make a joke about him, like, about the books or something, and I was like, "No, are you going?" Or I said, "No, but you're going to be a good case study or something." And I just started busting up laughing, and I laughed so hard it hurt. And I was like, "Let me know how the straitjacket feels." I just gave him a really hard time about it. Last question: how do you feel about aliens and ghosts, real or not? I don't like the term alien. I think, are there other creatures on other planets? Sure. Are they highly intelligent? I don't know. Are they going to get in a spaceship and come to the planet Earth and destroy us? Probably not. Do I think that there are other microorganisms on other planets? Seeing how many other planets in the universe that, the seeing the universe that we have found, that we know exist, yes, certainly. There's probably some bacteria or something crawling around, and maybe even some, other who knows what. But I don't think of the term alien, like, take me to your leader or anything like that. Ghosts, I'm on the fence on that. I mean, my mother loves ghost hunting and, like, ghost stuff, and she goes, like, haunted. We live in a haunted city, or supposedly a haunted city, and I've been on ghost tours and stuff, and I don't know how much of it is people's minds getting, imaginative or real. I don't know. I'm on the fence on that one. I don't lean towards, yeah, I believe in ghosts, but I won't say no either. I'm just, I mean, I don't know. I don't, I mean, there's things we can't explain, or, people will have the same story and they don't even know each other. They're from different, they stay in the hotel room and the same thing happens and they're from two different sides of the world. How do you explain stuff like that? I don't know. Quantum physics? I mean, I don't know. So, my question on the, my answer on the alien is, what I said, and then the ghost one is, I don't know, real or not. I mean, it is what it is, I suppose. So, those are. Oh, I'm gonna yawn. I was determined not to do that on the session. All right, those are the questions. Wow, I've been talking for 33 minutes. Sounds like me. It's, I'm a talker. All right. So, it's really cool. I didn't know this, but Audacity tells you at the bottom how much disk space is remaining. I can talk for 83 hours and 43 minutes before I run out of space. I wonder if I could do that. Set a world record, longest audio of all time. Okay, no, I won't. So there we go. There's your answers and. I don't know when I'm going to have another audio up. I'm leaving in a week for vacation. I'll be gone for a week on vacation, and then I'm going to come back, and I don't know. So, I may have something out this week, or I may wait until I get back. I don't really have any inspiration at the moment, honestly. I mean, I've done a lot of the jerk-off instructions you guys like, And I've done a couple things with my Hitachi, and oddly enough, you guys haven't really given me a lot of feedback on them. So I don't think you guys are big fans of the Hitachi, or I'm doing it wrong, or I don't know. So I don't think I'll make any more Hitachi audios because you guys don't seem to really be fans of them. And if I'm wrong, send me a PM on Reddit and tell me. I know you guys want more jerk off instructions. I just don't know what else to do. I mean, I've done like the friendly one, I've done the public parking lot one, I did the public off at work one, and I did the fleshlight one. So I don't know. Oh, when I did the countdown one too. So I don't know what's left. You can send me a Reddit PM and tell me that too. Or if you have another idea, just know that I don't like to do scripts. So don't ask me to do any scripts or anything like that. I don't know. Maybe I could do another daddy girl one. I don't know what to do. Tell me what you want. Just tell me what you want, and I will think about it. And see what happens. I like to put it out to you guys, so you guys are the ones fapping to it, not me. So, all right, I am going to end this before I talk for another half hour. A big thank you to Miss for making this questionnaire. It was definitely fun, and I like doing them. So I hope someone else posts another one soon, and we can do it again. All right, GWA, I will talk to you kids later. Bye.